Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, August 20th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Iraqi Christians are leaving in droves. Believers are investing in the future of South Africa. And a Christian street children's ministry reaches out to the forgotten children of Ghana. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Iraq is where we begin today's newscast, as government sources say tens of thousands of Christians are leaving Iraq. 40,000 are believed to have left since fierce battles began between American forces and those loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. This is a major concern for Sat-7, Christian television for the Middle East and North Africa. Sat-7's Glenn Hartson says Christians were left alone under Saddam Hussein, but things have turned violent. He says the exodus needs to stop.
It could be a very disastrous situation. With this occurring, it's going to put that country at a point in which it may have very little Christian witness. So that is of great concern.
Hartson says the best thing people can do right now is to pray.
That God's hand will be truly on the Christians in the region so that they can not only be protected from what's going on, but they can be encouraged and continue to witness.
Funding is needed to help keep Sat-7 on the air. Next, Christians are pleading that Nigerians turn to God as a religious crisis has engulfed the central Nigerian state of Plateau. The violence has claimed an estimated 10,000 lives in 3 years and destroyed over 300 churches. 250,000 people are displaced. According to Compass Direct News, Christian leaders in Jos have asked for repentance and a return to God by both Christians and Muslims to solve the issue. Pray that believers will maintain their testimony during this time of violence and that many Muslims will turn to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sub-Saharan Africa will have 20 million HIV/AIDS orphans by 2010. South African communities have been hit hard, forcing them to develop care and support programs, but the numbers threaten to overwhelm their efforts. Evangelical Baptist mission partner Bethesda Outreach has a specific vision for the families ravaged by AIDS. Bethesda's Don Whipple.
Bethesda exists as a sort of a safety net that takes these orphans that no one else can really provide for, and our mission really is to raise a whole nother generation.
Whipple says their parenting teams look at it as a ministry.
They take them to church every Sunday, they teach them the Bible at home, and it's in reaching the orphans in the homes and then discipling them in a Christian home that our real hope is that the greatest results of Bethesda Outreach are going to be seen as this generation grows up and moves back out into South African culture and makes a difference for Christ.
Bethesda is getting ready to dedicate their village expansions on October 15th. We turn next to Ghana, where ritual slavery is supposedly a thing of the past. However, Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says while the slaves may have been liberated, their children have not.
The liberating papers state very clearly that all slaves and all of their children are freed, but some of them were left behind, and we are now finding them and taking them to Haven of Hope. So that's been very exciting, and they've made a wonderful adjustment.
On their last visit, they brought several of these children to Haven of Hope, a haven from the streets. Rouster says it's there that the children understand the hope of Christ.
There are many things that they have to work through, from spiritual bondages to forgiving those who have done this to them, to feeling that they really are worthwhile, that they are people of worth in God's sight.
And finally, World Help is targeting the North India state of Uttar Pradesh with an intensive strategy to plant 100,000 organized churches by 2011. They hope to send out 500 teams who will plant house churches. That, in turn, should lead to establishing organized churches throughout Uttar Pradesh. Fundraising for the project is underway. For example, $100 will provide a bicycle for a church planter, which makes it possible for travel between remote villages. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.